Let me move on to another topic about Luther and the Bible, and that is the emphasis that Protestants tend to put, beginning with Luther, on the literal sense of the Bible. The phrase literal sense is a complicated phrase. It's not so obvious as you might think. Let me try to clarify what I mean by literal sense by contrasting it with the allegorical sense. But that itself is a very broad term. The allegorical sense of the Bible, or allegorical reading, can mean any one of a number of different strategies of reading that were developed in the early church and in the Middle Ages, which rely in some way on figurative or symbolic or non-literal reading. Let me give you a sense for this by giving you an example. The Bible speaks of Jerusalem all the time. It's a city there in the middle of Israel. But it also speaks of Jerusalem as the holy city, the new Jerusalem coming down out of heaven from God. This is in the last book of the Bible, the book of Revelation. Here, Jerusalem means something non-earthly, and the earthly Jerusalem is essentially a symbol for this heavenly Jerusalem. And this is right in the Bible now. Right? Paul, in the letter to the Galatians, chapter 4, speaks of the Jerusalem that is above in similar terms. That's allegorical reading right there in the Bible. In fact, Paul goes on to compare two women, Sarah and Hagar, Old Testament characters, comparing them to two different covenants, one that's associated with Mount Sinai and the other associated with the Jerusalem that is above. And he says, this is an allegory. In the Greek, he says in so many words, this is an allegory. So allegorical reading is practiced right there in the Bible. It's not a non-biblical thing. The thing about allegorical reading, however, is it serves very specific purposes. It tends to be found in liturgy, hymns, and prayers for the building up of Christian faith, for meditation and edification. You think about Jerusalem, right? You read about Jerusalem in the Psalms, and you think about the heavenly Jerusalem, which is the goal of your soul. So you lift your thoughts from temporal things to eternal things. That's how allegory tends to work, is you look at this earthly thing, the earthly Jerusalem, and you lift your thoughts up to something eternal and heavenly. So it's meditative, it's edifying, it's throughout liturgy, hymns, and prayers in the Eastern Orthodox Church, in the monastic tradition. But it's not very prominent in Protestant thinking and biblical interpretation. And there's reasons why. If what you need is the certainty of God's word for your conscience, right, a clear, certain word that's going to tell you how you stand before God, then what you want is not symbolic discourse. You don't want to be interpreting an allegory. You want a clear literal text that says something like, your sins are forgiven in Christ's name. That's not an allegory. That's not symbolic. There are symbolic passages that might mean something just like that, but symbols, allegorical reading, is not designed to give you certainty. It's designed to give you a rich diversity of meanings. And in fact, in the practice of allegorical reading, it's an explicit premise that there's more than one way to read a particular passage. There's more than one symbolic meaning of any particular biblical passage. And that's not what you want if you want a clear text to be the basis for your conscience. You want something certain, and that will typically be something literal. Likewise, another Protestant thing is when you're a Protestant theologian, you've got to argue with other Protestant theologians and disagree with them about, say, the Eucharist, right? The way Luther disagrees with Zwingli. Protestants are always producing theological treatises where they refute other theologies. For that, you need the literal sense of Scripture, because when you're giving an argument, when you're giving a proof, when you're trying to make something certain, you want a clear literal meaning. Logical arguments tend to work with literal meanings of words rather than symbolic. Symbolic meanings are great for prayer and poetry and meditation, but for argument, doctrinal argument, you need a clear literal text. A clear text of Scripture, a favorite Protestant phrase for what you're basing things on. Now, one of the interesting features about the 16th century is that the scholarly situation has changed, and the best cutting-edge biblical scholarship of the 16th century helped Protestant theologians recover a more literal and historical sense of the original meaning of the Bible. The kind of cutting-edge biblical scholarship I'm talking about is associated with the humanist movement, which was focused on recovering an understanding of ancient languages like Greek and Hebrew, the original languages of the Bible. Luther loved this humanist recovery of the ancient languages. Right, the humanism of the 16th century means especially this new linguistic scholarship. Luther will say,